22. The U.S. Consul General, Virginia Blazer, now joining you. The last time you heard the Consul General on this show, it was about Thanksgiving. And now we're going to be talking about... Good to have you on, Virginia. Great to have you on the show.
Good morning. It is so great to be back with you today, this morning.
So we obviously know that this country is in the throes of COVID-19 as well, and announcements have been made by the German government as well as the U.S. government that Americans in South Africa, Germans and Americans in South Africa wanting to go back home are able to do so. Can you give us more details around that?
You know, absolutely. You know as well as I do how in a crisis everybody wants to be home with their loved ones. And in my case, I have four kids. I've got four kids on three continents, and I'm really sympathetic to our American community. Some of the cases, we're talking hundreds of tourists that were stuck here because their flights were canceled and they just can't get home. So my team and I, we are help.
Yeah, sorry, you broke up there. You said your team and yourself in continuing.
We're working very hard to get some contract flights here. I hope with the help of the Western Cape and national government, so we can get some of these Americans who are so anxious to get back home out of South Africa and back to the United States. We hope these special flights will take place over the next few days, maybe early next week. And so my appeal is to any Americans who are interested in a special contract flight back to the United States to please go onto our website and register online. That's za.usembassy.gov, and get all the information you need to register. Let us know you're interested on a seat on one of these planes, and we would sure love to help you get back to your loved ones.
Okay, so they must go through to the website. They need to, and there's already an agreement in place with the South African government that these flights are going to take place. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we still have to work out some of the details, as do some of the other diplomatic communities. And all I can say is I think we have great partners in the Western Cape and with the national government. I think we all understand in times like these, people want to be they want to be home and they want to feel safe. And that's part of what we're all working towards. And, you know, this is a global crisis and a global community, as you've said, that has to work together. And in the same vein, you know, we're continuing, and I think it's a good news story, Kino. We're continuing a lot of our work in South Africa to help South Africans in this crisis. And I have a lot of good news stories to share.
You know, and we'll continue to – I like you, Virginia Blaze. I've spoken to you. I've seen the work that you do. I can't say the same about your president. I've got to be very honest about that, and I think you know that. But I do think the authorities in the United States – if I just look at what Governor Andrew Cuomo is doing at the moment and the Kentucky governor is doing, you know, it's good to see that there are lots of politicians that are getting stuck right into this, and they're allowing themselves to be led by medicine, by people who know what they're talking about. I never ever have difficult conversations with you in particular, because you do a lot of great work in the Western Cape. But it's been worrying. I've got to tell you straight up.
It's not about the politicians, really. I mean, to me, it's about everyday people who are the ones who are really the heroes here, right?
Yes.
And I think about, like, for example, we have 5,000 U.S. government health workers who are going to be part of this surge that President Ramaphosa talked about right here in South Africa.
Yep.
They're going to be some of the ones that are going out door to door to do that tracing that the minister talked about. They're the ones who are going to be helping people get care.
Mm-hmm.
We've been funding, because I'm a huge champion of information is power. We need to get power into the hands of everybody. That's what you're doing.
Yep.
That's what the journalism is doing here in South Africa. We gave the Minister of Health 50 million rand to do information campaigns, because really we've got to make sure people know what they're doing. And there's one, as an example, there is one really great small project that we're funding with a group called Too Much Wi-Fi.
Mm.
And they are in the underserved communities right here in the Western Cape. They typically sell inexpensive data to the underserved communities. But what they're doing right now is, if one of their customers goes online and fills out a questionnaire, a quiz, to show they know what they are talking about now about COVID, they know how to take care of themselves, they get like 50 megabytes of free data. It's those kinds of things that are helping people get the information they need and have access, that we all need to find a way to do, whether it's 5,000 healthcare workers or one company finding a way to do something for the community that we all serve.
It definitely is, you know, and those are the stories that, that resonate with us. People coming together, people working. And, I mean, the reason I said I've got a lot of time for Virginia Blazer and the consulate in the Western Cape, they've got such close relationships on the ground, and they haven't waited for COVID-19 to start making an impact, because I think impact is, generally speaking, what this economy needs. I do think they're doing some amazing stuff on the ground. But on the point of politicians, you know, leaders play a very important role. People listen to leaders. People react and do things based on what a lot of leaders say. And I think that is very important. And I think responsibility around what comes out of, no matter who the leader is, quite frankly, it could be President Ramaphosa or anybody else, you know, what comes out of that leader's mouth can model what people do. And I think that is so important.
Well, look, I mean, I think we're all leaders in our communities, and being able to have a chance to say, in my case, for the American community, when I can appeal to my Americans to follow President Ramaphosa's instructions, to support this lockdown, to self-quarantine when they're asked, to be respectful to the authorities, you know, that's me as an individual also trying to say, as a community, we need to be doing the right thing for everyone. And to your point of contributing and being here on the health front for a long time in the Western Cape and in South Africa, that's a big part of these 5,000 community health workers that we're funding to go out. That's part of our long-time investment here. And then in a small way, I mean, we're sending right now this week two specialized, very senior epidemiologists right here to embed with the Western Cape provincial government to be a support to them. We've sent epidemiologists to other parts, other provinces, just because, as I said, to me, Kino, and you've talked about this, this is a global community, and we need to act like a global community. We need to look out for each other and care for each other and help each other and be kind.
Absolutely.
And, I'm just really pleased that we can, in any small way, be part of that. And I'm grateful to my Western Cape and South Africa community that's helping me and helping all these Americans get home. It's really important.
Absolutely. So once again, go to the website, fill out your details, all the details around the flights, etc. That's being finalized at the moment. But go through to the U.S. government website. Just give us the address again for those who don't have it.
It's ZA, or as we say, ZA, but ZA.USEmbassy.gov. Please register online. Even if you aren't interested in getting a flight home right now, let us have your details, and we are sending out to our community messages once or twice a day on information that we have. So please register us and let us know you're out there and how we can help you.
Well, Virginia Blazer, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to having you in studio sometime once all of the social distancing is over.
I would like that too, Kina. Thanks so much.
Virginia Blazer, the U.S. Consul General.